This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. There are a lot of unanswered questions surrounding the Florida teen who caused alarm and school closures leading up to last week's 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Sol Pais was found dead from an apparent suicide. The one question we set out to answer is how the 18-year-old could legally purchase a gun on the same day she arrived in Colorado. KUNC's Lee Patterson joins us now to talk through some of the answers to that question.
So in Colorado, you have to be 18 to buy a long gun, so a shotgun or a rifle, and there's no waiting period per se. But here's the thing. She was from Florida, and under federal law, an out-of-state gun purchase has to be legal in both the state where that purchase is taking place and the state where the buyer is from. In Florida, the age to buy a long gun is 21. That law actually changed last year after the Parkland school shooting. This young woman, as you mentioned, was 18 years old.
And it's up to gun shops to keep track of laws and law changes in other states?
It is. And actually, when you go to buy a gun, you have to fill out some paperwork. And right there on page 3, it basically says that the seller of the firearm should know the applicable state laws in both the seller's and the buyer's states. Now, it's difficult to get gun shops to talk about this issue, but Jacqueline Clark, she's the owner of a Bristlecone Shooting in Lakewood. She described her experience with out-of-state purchases in the 5 years since that store has been opened.
We don't have much experience at all. They're extremely rare, and even more rare when it gets called into question the laws in the other states. We've never actually dealt with a situation where somebody is between 18 and 21 or coming from a state with some recently changed gun laws.
Clark said that they actually almost had one of these sales recently. Someone under the age of 21 came in. They were from out of state, but they suspected that this is actually a straw purchase, meaning someone who was coming in to buy a firearm for someone else who wouldn't be legally allowed to do so.
So we never even got to the finish line, but that would have been the first one that I have record of where we would have had to really figure out how to handle procedurally a sale like that.
The ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, it's the federal body that oversees guns, it's required to help these federally licensed firearms dealers stay on top of this stuff. It provides an updated compilation of state laws to dealers every year. But if you go on ATF's website right now and you click on Florida, it says at the top of the page that those Florida statutes are up to date through the end of the 2016 legislative session. And that was before the law changed, raising the age limit.
What's the federal government saying about this particular sale?
The ATF and the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Denver believe it was legal, but neither will elaborate on the process they actually went to reach that conclusion. It's important to keep in mind, of course, this is a developing story. There's a lot about the actual gun purchase we don't know. There's a lot about this young woman we don't know. For example, if she somehow claimed Colorado residency while she was purchasing the gun, that could change the legal calculation. Or if she somehow qualified as a member of law enforcement or a correctional officer, that could change things as well.
So what happens next?
The FBI investigation into what happened is ongoing. And while the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, that's the body responsible for background checks here, said that there were no red flags in her background check, they do understand the concerns around the issue and, quote, have already considered ways to strengthen this process. CBI says it's currently working with a vendor to develop different ways to assist firearms dealers in reviewing these state laws before the actual background check request is submitted.
Lee, thanks for looking into this.
You're welcome, Kyra.
That was KUNC's Lee Patterson, a reporting fellow with Guns and America, a public media reporting project on the role of guns in American life.